take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Wow, it's already December 3rd, 2017. Less than a month left in the first year of the rebirth of America, the rebirth of populism, the rebirth of free market, the rebirth of optimism, and the death of global corrupt government accelerating across the planet. But the swamp creatures are fighting back with fake news and disinformation. And they're beating the drum for civil war and the overthrow of Trump and the arrest of conservatives en masse. We've got clips of that from mainstream news coming up today. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, and just incredible news here. The moment I saw the headlines Friday morning about Flynn was ordered by Trump to make contact with the Russians, and then I began to read the ABC News report, I went, wait a minute. These transcripts from intercepts have been alluded to before from December of last year when he was the incoming president-elect. And I said on air, I said, this is fake news. At 11 a.m. when I went live, I said, Drudge isn't fake. When I'm reading headlines off Drudge, he's just linking to the news. But I said, look at the headlines on Drudge. I said, that's fake. Flynn talked to them once he was the incoming national security advisor. But and again, to bring Drudge into this, the media can always spin everything I say to cause infighting. I was saying, look at this ABC News headline. Look at these other headlines. This is fake news. That we ought to try to pull that up. It was either right at the first of the show, or it was like 6 or 7 minutes in. It's either in the first or second segment. I said, look at Drudge. And I said, look at those headlines. I said, those are fake. That is fake news. And I said, let me make the proviso. I'm saying, look at Drudge covering the fake news. I'm not saying Drudge is fake. Because again, the media takes everything and seizes on it and acts like, you know, we're infighting or something. That's really their game plan. And then, of course, it turned out it was fake because I followed all this in absolute detail. How they illegally surveilled President-elect Trump. And then they said, oh, watch out. We've got the surveillance proving you colluded with the Russians. And Trump went, really, without a warrant? And you demasked the information? And you leaked it to the news? That's multiple crimes. They went, oh, no. No, 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 we never did that. Once he was president-elect, they suddenly went, we never did that. We never said that. No one ever spied on you. That's insane. We had that whole controversy. So the minute I saw this and it said intercepts, well, I remember the congressional hearings about the intercepts that came months ago. I remember all the reports, and they just hope you get confused in all the minutiae and just tune out and just believe that, you know, Trump's been caught lying when it's all right there. They've already testified on the demasking. They've testified on the FISA court warrants they did get, a bunch of the stuff they didn't get. They just call it intercepts, monitoring, and then they go in and listen to it later. But if they didn't order direct wiretapping, as they call it, which is still monitoring, wiretapping is the old term, then they don't call it illegal surveillance just because you were being surveilled. It's all semantical manipulation. And so I knew as soon as I read the news, not just from ABC, but other big fake news outlets, that it was fake. Because they were talking about the intercepts that have already been in the news. They've already had hearings on under oath. And I was like, oh, my God, they're recycling it, but just changing the date to 5 or 6 months previous to that in the middle of 2016, which is exactly what they did. And the stock market went down 350-plus points. It wasn't until after trading it went back up some. But ABC News suspends Brian Rossiter for fake bombshell story. Trump wants ABC sued over botched Russia story. I went then and read the indictment of Flynn. You ought to give him and Trump a medal. Trying to stop hotspots, trying to crush ISIS, trying to get Russia not to put sanctions on the U.S. I mean, they were hitting the ground running, doing a great job representing America. Hell, look at the stock market.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently...
amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Live from the front lines of the information war. It's already December 3rd, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here, as we are every Sunday evening, thanks to you and our affiliates and the good Lord above and the wonderful crew at Infowars.com and Newswars.com on radio stations and TV stations, a growing list across the country. I am your host, Alex Jones. I have spent months in the last year and a half looking at this whole Russia collusion canard. And I have spent last week and this weekend obsessively at least 10 hours since Friday, 10 solid hours reviewing the congressional record, reviewing the FBI investigation, the special counsel, all of it, reviewing the indictment of Flynn. And Flynn and Trump deserve service medals for how good they did coming in as the president-elect and national security advisor-elect, how good a job they were doing, how hard they were working. It's just unprecedented how they're representing America and getting things done, and the respect that China and Russia and Israel and Syria and all of them that they have in the NSA illegal surveillance of our president-elect that, again, they admitted they were doing. Once they got in trouble for it, they said they weren't doing. Obama, when he was outgoing, a lame duck. And then now they indict Flynn because they have total transcripts of what he said, and what he told the FBI wasn't exactly what was in the recorded transcript. If somebody asked me months after I talked to somebody for 30 minutes on the phone, word for word what I said, and then indicted me over one line, that is crazy. But then you read what the indictment is. It's, don't put sanctions on us, we'll put bigger ones on you, and the Russians didn't. And help us, give us the information on ISIS, we'll help you crush them. And we want a peace deal in Israel. They got the whole transcripts of just straight up what Trump does, and then that's the Russian collusion. I was in a grocery store yesterday, literally buying bananas for my baby daughter. She likes them, you know, ground up. And my son likes them too. He's 15, but I was getting bananas and some stuff. Wife sent me out, and a guy comes over and goes, F you, Alex Jones. Proof you're a Russian. Flynn, you're going down. The Russians were involved in the campaign. And as soon as I tried to talk to the guy, he ran off. Now, this is 24 hours or so after it had come out that this was all fake news. And that what they'd put out on ABC News about Flynn and Trump wasn't real. I mean, that's the whole other story. You read the indictment and you read everything. They've done nothing wrong. But then you look at what the FBI's done and what Mueller's done and what Comey's done and what Loretta Lynch has done. And, I mean, they are just like out of a comic book gangsters or something. It's like Sin City or something. I mean, they're so corrupt, you can't believe they're actually like caricatures from a gangster movie. And then Flynn and Trump are like Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, but also like pit bulls when it comes to fighting for America 18 hours a day, foaming at the mouth. I mean, they're so good and so dedicated. And there's new books coming out about Trump flipping out, about getting the tax cuts and screaming at people that we will get America back and throwing things and stuff. And they're like, that's bad, that he's like Mad Dog wanting to save the country. And then saying he's this Russian agent. It's incredible. So then Eddie Bravo, famous jiu-jitsu expert, good friend of mine. If I've known Eddie, Joe Rogan introduced me to him like 12, 14 years ago. So Eddie called up, wanted to go to dinner. I was glad, took him out to dinner, took a bunch of his black belts and, you know, world champion guys that were here for a tournament, big UFC fighters. We went out to eat dinner, and they put us in a steakhouse, like 13 of us in this one room, and there was about another 10 or so people. We're talking 15, 20 feet away. It was a big room, but a big private side room. And the leftist, all with the kind of the long-haired, rich guy, lobbyist types, I could see how they were looking at us when we came in. Well, then as they would go to the bathroom or come back, they'd stop by the table and say, F you, F all of you. And I'm sitting here with, like, you know, really tough UFC fighters, white guys, black guys, Hispanic guys. But I mean, this is a rough crowd, is what I'm telling you. Imagine the nerve of these people. I'm sitting with a bunch of UFC fighters. There was one woman there, one of them's girlfriend. And I'm sitting there like a world champion jiu-jitsu guy. And they're walking by going, F you. We're ignoring it. So a couple of them kind of stand over by the table and start saying it. And I had my security guy there, and he got up and went and got the manager and said, hey, you need to stop these people. But imagine the disconnect. I'm having dinner in a big room. These people are 15 feet away. They can't even hear me talking. And they want to come by and say, F you, at the head of the table directly to me. And all these guys are just ignoring this. But this is my life, folks. F you, Russian. Meanwhile, it's Mueller and the Clintons in bed with the Russians and selling out our uranium and killing criminal investigations. And you know what? I'm not going to slap any of these guys upside the head, but we later talked to the owner of the steakhouse. This is one of the only private-owned steakhouses in Austin. That's why I go there. He goes, yeah, no, those are big Democrat Party lobbyists. And I knew what they were when I saw them. They had like the pretty boy long hair. I'm not against long hair if you're a guy, but like the rich guy look, and like fancy clothes and jewelry on, and their wives all jewelry. And they were just over there talking crap at us, looking at us, hating us, and then coming over and saying, F you, repeatedly. And then walking off. F all of you. They have no idea who these guys are. Couple black guys and mainly Hispanic black belts and world champion jiu-jitsu people. It was me, Q, and my son that were white. Again, these are white liberals. They were all white. And they're walking over to a table of like some of the toughest guys in the country. Some of them are world champions, telling them, F you. And they're just like, what's going on? And they just ignore it because their alpha males are like, what? F all of you. You got some like 55-year-old wimp over a table of UFC fighter champions saying F all of you. I mean, I'm telling you, man, I'm in the grocery store with bananas and cherries in my hand and milk in the basket. And the dude runs over and gets right in my face and goes, F you, Russian traitor, and you and Flynn are going down. I just, they're scum, man. They are bigoted thugs like Nazi brown shirts who are looking for a fight. And they're not going to get one from me. They're not going to fool me into this. But when I come back, I'll get into all the evidence and all the facts. It's just, they're crazy people. Because, I mean, let me tell you something. It's crazy to walk over to a tough-looking table of people and say, F you, and by the way, F all of you. And there's, like, black dudes going, what? I mean, what? I mean, what happened to this country where they don't even know who these people are? Because believe me, the average Democrat soy boy, you know, isn't watching UFC. And I mean, I'm just sitting there dealing with this. And then when they all leave, like six of them were men, they kind of walk over by the door, you know, to go into the General Steakhouse and kind of stand there and look at us for a minute. So we just turn around and like, what, are you really going to attack us? Plus, I got multiple guys packing heat. I'm packing heat. I got a bodyguard packing heat. That's a highly decorated soldier. I mean, these people are crazy, folks. And that's the whole archetype. It's just like they're picking a fight with America. They're picking a fight when they're a bunch of loser beta male scum. And they're so pissed they thought they had this country and they don't. But when I come back, epic news. It's all blown up in their face. Stay with us.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the crazed left, the whole Hollywood NFL globalist combine that's had its foot on the neck of this country for decades, poisoning it, is panicking because America's coming back, the stock market's coming back, the industry's coming back, the factories are coming back, the energy prices are going down because the coal's coming back. They don't know what to do. And so they are bullying conservatives and Christians and libertarians all over this country, physically attacking people, getting in their face. Can you imagine what it's like to be President Trump and his family? Because I've experienced just a small part of the viciousness of the hate-filled left. And we have countless videos every week of our reporters in the streets of Austin, Texas, with just frothing leftists screaming and just hating and physically trying to attack and just unable to even finish sentences, just screaming F you. Because, again, these are deranged, programmed individuals that buy mainstream media. And that's why ABC thought they could get away with this on Friday. But because the public pointed it out, and because it was a major backlash, first they had a, quote, clarification at about 3 o'clock. 5 o'clock they had a correction. Now, let's be clear. ABC News had by 8 o'clock in the morning, just like I did, the indictment. That's when it went public, was 8 a.m. Because I was on the elliptical in the gym, watching Fox News. It came out. Hemmer reported it. I pulled it up, started reading it. 8 a.m. And I saw the transcripts, how they were spying on him illegally. I thought, this is all old news. This is once he was president-elect. This is totally legal, totally normal. Like, he better be talking to the Russians, and everybody else has got nuclear weapons on a weekly basis or daily basis. And so then I get into the office, and I see the headlines. Flynn met with the Russians under the orders of Trump before he was even elected. And I went, I just read that indictment. So I just went on air and said, this is fake. And, of course, 7 hours later, they finally admitted it wasn't just a clarification. It was a correction. It was a lie. And this ABC News guy, he's the guy that said the Tea Party was behind the Aurora shooting with no evidence. The guy was a leftist. He's the same guy that lied about bentonite, even the Bush administration said, this is not from Iraq. This is not from Iraq. Days later, he still says it's from Iraq. Ari Fleischer tweeted, even ABC News reporters said this guy's a liar. ABC News suspends Brian Ross after fake bombshell story. Totally fake. The bombshell was Trump lied. It's over. During the campaign, he talked to the Russians. That would be big. Trump said he never did. There's no evidence they did. There was some ballroom that Sessions was at with like 10,000 people at the RNC, and the Russians tried to meet with him. Of course the Russians tried. That's what goes on in D.C. But that's all they've got. Well, now there's this. ABC News suspends Brian Ross after fake bombshell story. Brian Ross, folks, knew it was fake. I read the 11-page or whatever it is indictment in full by the time I got to the office. I scanned over it and even shot a video in my garage Friday morning. I stopped working out, got off, shot a video talking about it. And now it was illegal spying that did it, which has now been confirmed. But Brian Ross, he's on ABC News hours later and throughout the day. And The View had it. And, oh, they had afternoon news shows that still went with it. I mean, look, when I was at the grocery store Saturday, F you, Russian spy, you and Flynn, you and Trump, you're all going down. F you. It's all true. Because they don't even want the truth. The average brainwashed so-called liberal. Because they're not liberals. They're like Hitlerian, crazed gang member brown shirts. They just want to feel powerful and point their finger and go, there's the enemy, there's the bad guy, there's the Russian. Because they're the globalists, they're the outsiders, they're the ones that want to pull the country down. And they're pissed. Russia's pulled away from the globalists. It's Christian again, just like we're doing. And so, yes, there is Russian collusion in that Russia has escaped. We're escaping. They hate us the same. So, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, Trump wants ABC to be sued over botched Russia story by Brian Ross. Trump says hundreds of millions of dollars were lost when the stock market dropped more than 350 points. Actually, that's billions of dollars, Mr. Trump. So there you go. Anti-Trump FBI agent fired from Mueller probe relied on Russia dossier. That only got leaked by the Washington Post on Friday because they were already having the inspector general of the Justice Department looking at how it's a bunch of Obama people in there. So Mueller's doing this because he knows it's zeroing in on him. Mueller killed the criminal investigation into Uranium One and was involved with the Russian companies getting money himself. And now Congressman Nunes is moving forward. We're going to get to that in a moment with contempt charges. Donald Trump, FBI's reputation worse in history after James Comey and Peter Storks, how do you pronounce it? Here it is. Nunes draws up contempt citations after FBI stonewall on Russia investigator demoted for anti-Trump text. Just frothing. Oh, and by the way, here's the best part. Guess what Mueller, we now learn, is relying on as his Bible, the BuzzFeed Hillary pee-pee gate that is the biggest piece of fiction ever brought into modern politics. I mean, the whole thing is admittedly now total fraud, but they're just going with it. Matt Drudge zings Mueller probe. What is the punishment when the FBI lies to us? Remember trying to cover up Loretta Lynch? We have the emails now that have been released by the FBI last week. With Hillary's FBI saying, we got to cover this up. The press is going to learn she met with Bill Clinton when she's investigating him criminally. We are all going to get fired. This is an emergency. You ought to read the entire emails. They're on Infowars.com. You can go read the FBI emails. They're on their website. There are a whole bunch of them saying, oh, my God. Was it that local SWAT cop? Or who was it? We need to make sure they never work again with it. We need to bring them in, it says in the emails. This isn't them more concerned with the leak than the crime. They're involved in the cover-up. Meanwhile, Donald Trump attacks FBI for destroying Michael Flynn's life by prosecuting him for Russia lies and asks why nothing happened to Crooked Hillary for the late-night Twitter storm. Again, Nunes blows up, threatens contempt for FBI Stonewall's house on Russia investigation. Demoted for anti-Trump bias. Report, FBI went after leaker and Clinton Lynch tarmac meeting, not the crime. That's right. And then here's the big story that I'm going to cover when we come back. That's been picked up by the New York Times, the Washington Times, the Washington Post, BuzzFeed, everybody. They're trying to imply that I'm calling for violence. I'm simply stating what's going to happen and what most experts agree is going to happen. That if they can't remove Trump with this made-up Russia garbage, they've been beating the drum for an assassination everywhere. And if they try that, it'll be a Pyrrhic victory and will blow up in their face. But they don't care. They're mad dogs that can't stop because they're used to being in power. We'll cover it all when we come back.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Before our eyes, the entire fake Russiagate narrative is imploding. And now, Congress is preparing criminal charges against multiple FBI Justice Department operatives that have been caught lying to Congress and caught stonewalling and more. Nunes draws up contempt citations after FBI stonewalled on Russia investigator demoted for anti-Trump text. They're a pack of individuals, not just anti-Trump, but in bed with Russia, covering up Hillary's crimes. It's incredible. Now, if you type in Alex Jones on Google and click news, you'll see Washington Times, BuzzFeed, you name it, saying, look at what Alex Jones is saying. And BuzzFeed goes, Jones is insane, and he claims Democrats wanted to have an Antifa revolution and that Democrats want to remove Trump and that Democrats have been calling for killing cops and that they've been calling for a resistance and an uprising. It's totally insane. There's no such thing. And Jones claims the whole Russia thing's fake, even though it's all coming out as fake. And then it just misrepresents, basically, like I'm the one calling for violence when I'm the one exposing that they're the ones pushing. I mean, full page ads, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, about Antifa uprisings and driving everyone from power. Can we pull up that clip? There's a couple this week from MSNBC where they call for arresting all Republicans after Trump's overthrown. I mean, this is what they're saying. But again, they want to just tell you, call for their people to be violent, but then tell us nothing's happening. Classic military maneuver. But what I said on Friday that got so much attention, there's a transcript that's pretty accurate, a few of the words are off in the Washington Times, is that I've studied history. I've proven I make a lot of accurate predictions, like Trump was going to win, things like that. And even Keith Olbermann this week, when he quit his resistance show, said, we're going to overthrow Trump. There's going to be a civil war and it's going to be horrible, but it's the best thing. We still got to do it. I mean, they're the ones saying it. They're going to overthrow the whole election, they hope, get rid of Trump, get rid of all the Republicans that were elected, and then, in their words, silence me, Matt Drudge, and others, Breitbart, you name it. I mean, I've played the congressional hearings in the last month, two different hearings, Armed Services and Intelligence Committees, where they say, we've been censoring Alex Jones. The congressman's like, good, you need to do a better job. Like, sir, we were working at lunch to shut him down. You cannot make this up. So they're epically calling for tyranny. But then also, when you say, hey, that's not right, they go, shut up, you're crazy. They never have a rational debate by design to disempower you. That's why they do those tactics on purpose. But if you're already awake and self-confident, it doesn't work on you. But here's the bottom line. Trump is the most Americana president we've had in the last century. I've studied the presidents. Kennedy, Reagan, nothing compared to Trump. Total delivery. We just got the big tax cuts, if they don't kill it in conference, that are very good. NAFTA is being renegotiated. GATT, TPP was killed. Biggest stock market in history. Hundreds of billions of new jobs. 1.6 million new jobs. Best consumer confidence in modern history. I'm not going to go over the whole list and take the whole show. Common sense, removing power from the UN, transferring it back to the United States. I've got that coming up in the next segment. Really wholesome good things. I'm not going to go over all the accomplishments. You know them. And then you've got people that work for multinational corporations that had seized this country and were selling off its assets and admitting they were as part of a global system to make the nation states all weak and make the multinational combines all powerful. They've got the nerve to point at this president and then say that he's the traitor, he's the foreign power, he's the enemy of the country, when with his deeds, he is in a revolutionary way returning sovereignty back to our country. So, they killed Julius Caesar, who was incredibly popular with the people, but did make himself king. You weren't supposed to vote yourself king in the Senate. And they killed him. And it caused this Roman Civil War and brought in the real tyranny. But you can study the whole history of it. And the people that killed Caesar were the ones that all got wiped out by Mark Anthony and the rest of the folks. And it's happened everywhere else. You remove a popular leader that's delivering, and especially if they're elected, what the people know, you're not trying to get rid of him because he's a Russian. You're getting rid of him because you've seized control. You're the foreign multinational power. You're being kicked out. And Trump is about to be five times more popular globally than Putin. Putin's popular because he's a real leader. He took control of the country, kicked the foreigners out, the foreign controllers out, tried to right the country, and has fixed it to a great extent. And so he's messianic. Trump sees that. That's why he says, the only way I've been colluding with Russia is I like what Putin's been doing. We're going to model it after that and build our country up. And the same interests that have been trying to wreck Russia and control it are the same ones doing it to us. They're the globalists. This is admitted. We've had top globalists on, Davos people, you name it. This is what's happening. Peter Thiel talks about it. This is the reality. And they think you're stupid and just try to have these games about it. But if they're dumb enough to kill the president or try to remove him with fake charges in an impeachment. All the bullying and conservatives being spit on and cops being shot in the back and veterans being treated like crap. The sleeping giant, the silent majority, is up, awake, and not backing down. And this isn't some bluff where I'm telling the Democrats and the globalists that they've been beaten so we look powerful and we look positive. You're led by a bunch of degenerate crones. You're led by Bill Clinton and Hillary and Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Michael Moore and Harvey Weinstein and the Podesta brothers. I mean, you're a joke. You aren't vibrant. You aren't strong. You aren't politically sexy. You aren't virile. You don't have the will. You don't have anything. And you think we're threatened by your threats? At a very animalistic level, I'm very excited about this. You want to get out of the way so we can rebuild the country and go forward towards the stars? That's great. I'll leave you alone. I'm not even looking for blood. I'm not looking for vengeance or to corner you. I want you to get out of the way. Get behind me, Satan. But if you want to go down the roads of war and civil war, throw me in that briar patch, baby. I was born and forged for that. And so are everybody else like me. You've taken our genteelness and our goodness and our steadfastness and our kindness for weakness, and that's not what it is. There's something about psychopaths, sociopaths, borderline personality disorder, narcissist types. You never figure out you're not the top dog till you get your ass handed to you. You're a bunch of crazy, cross-eyed, bug-eyed betas who've hyped yourself up into thinking being a man is running everything and dominating everybody and having a bunch of poor people that come begging to you. A man turns loose the power of humanity and sits back and watches the children and grandchildren surpass them, and that's their strength. And you don't understand that, and you'll never understand that. But I've told you, if you do remove the president, which you don't have a good chance of doing, but you're trying, so you're probably going to try to kill him. If you do that, you haven't just reaped the wind, you've reaped the whirlwind. And it's important everybody understands that all of you that serve this system, most of you aren't even getting any power out of it. You just psychologically imagine that you're this superhero when you walk over and cuss at the Trump family on a public plane, or walk over to me and cuss at me at the grocery store, but you always run off in fear because you don't want the real confrontation. You want to go tell your friends you did it and have the symbol of it. But see, the image of having a war with us is not the actual action of it. See, notice when you get in my face, I don't run. See, it's always you that runs. You want to count coup and then run.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I So, if the globalists and all their little criminal cohorts want to manage a bunch of slaves who want feudalism, and they think they're going to kill the republic or kill the move towards nationalism, towards free market worldwide, they got another thing coming. I want to hit a whole smattering of news right now, but Fernand Armandi, Democratic Party operative, was on MSNBC. So since I mentioned it, I thought I'd just play the clip last week where he was, again, talking about how once we remove Trump, we're going to arrest all these Republicans. He didn't mean the blue blood Republicans. He means the Republicans that are libertarians that are taking the country back. Because you have to understand, they've been managing and selling the country off to China and all these other nations and individually becoming billionaires. Trump's making it competitive again where the people will get wealth if they work. I don't want to take any thunder away from Trump, but the globalists have artificially shut the country down. You just think China for 30-something years gets 10% growth rates every year and we can't have 2%? This was artificial. That's why Trump said you're going to get so sick of winning and winning and winning. And we're just now getting the engine fired up. That's why I'm so excited. We talked about the New World Order. We talked about globalism. We talked about these combines. The public woke up. The military woke up. All over the world it's happening. And I have Nigel Farage and these other leaders on, and they go, yeah, half our listeners are from your show. And I'm not bragging. I am humble before God. that our voice, InfoWars, magnified by DrudgeReport.com and other great patriots, put out the talking points for the global revolution against the globalists. And global's not bad. International's not bad. The international man's not bad. Globalism as a system is an authoritarian planetary system where they play nation states off against each other and the globalists are exempt from what they're doing. And you've got all these wannabe arrogant people that want the money from the globalists. But why suddenly are these massive layoffs and sexual harassment firings happening with no evidence most of the time? They all knew about the harassment. Most of it's real. They're getting rid of the dead wood. The system didn't work. It's aborting. It's flushing. And every week that Trump hangs on is biblical. And the change just gets more insane and better. I've got the tax cuts here. Oh, but don't worry. They've got fake Gallup polls. The same Gallup poll that said he was going to lose by 15 points in the election. The same Gallup poll that samples 9 to 19 points more Democrats. They call 19% more Democrats in a poll and wonder why Trump's at 40%? It's a load of crap. They got caught lying. Now they just need to hope. Just like ABC. Oh, 6 months before the election, Flynn met with the Russians under Trump's orders. It's all made up. They've got big emails out that they've gotten via the subpoenas where it's like three-page emails going, yeah, the media's claiming that the Russians gave us the election. It's pure crap, but that's their plan. Oh, yeah, the Russians, you know, handed us the election. Huh? They clip out, the Russians handed us the election. They put that on the news. White House lawyer, the Russians handed us the election. Edited it out of context, just like they do me. They say I say the Earth's flat. Never said it. They say I say we've got Mars bases. Never said it. Buzz Aldrin said it on my show. Probably just to make fun of me. The point is that they think you're stupid, and I know you're not. So since I mentioned it, here's the clip of Ferdinand Armandi. This is everywhere. Calling for us to be arrested, congressional hearings calling for us to be censored. Then when I cover it, the corporate news runs it and says, I'm insane, imagining they want to arrest us. Here it is.
To help the American people is to vote them out and consider possibly afterwards locking them up, Joy.
Well, I'm going to go to Caitlin on that. I'm sure Caitlin has thought.
You know, what about locking Hillary up for the crimes she committed and that Mueller covered up? I mean, we got the FBI emails where Comey said, we're not going to do a criminal investigation. It's fake. You've been cleared. We're going to do a fake investigation. Or where the FBI was trying to cover up the secret tarmac meeting with Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton. Meanwhile, Joy Behar was up there crowing on The View about the fake General Flynn news. You think her audience is going to get a retraction? You think the people watching that? Well, they were so mad. They invited me on The View. I've been on The View before, but they invited me on The View this year. I said, no, I'm not going to go. And they said, Whoopi Goldberg goes, he was invited and refused, but don't worry, you'll never be invited back. You think I want to talk to the vegetables that watch your show? The victims? I want to talk to the amazing men and women of every race, color, and creed that know the truth and want justice and want prosperity and freedom. You just don't get it. It's like Daniel Day-Lewis is getting out of Hollywood. He says it's all a bunch of trash. He doesn't want to be associated with it. Don't you get it? We don't like you. We don't want your red carpets, dumbass. Here's Joy Behar.
Welcome back to the show.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Oh, breaking news. ABC News' Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. Yes!
Yay! Fake news. That was all staged, too. They come out an hour later. He just came out and did that for dramatic effect. And you just know if they were arresting me with made up, they'd be like, kill him. Yeah, kill him. Put him in prison. Get him. He wants a stock market and controlled borders and freedom and doesn't want to shoot cops in the back for no reason. He's a bad person. Meanwhile, just a reminder, Trump is donating his entire presidential salary to government agencies and charities Latest check goes to Health and Human Services. And he's lost hundreds of millions of dollars of his own company money. Conservatively, it's close to $1 billion right now. They're just destroying him. They're harassing every tenant he's got, every golf club member he's got. He's getting FBI visits. God, it's horrible. But he's just moving forward. He decided 3 years ago in Scotland, took a few months off. He said, I know it's going to hurt the family. It's going to hurt me, but it isn't all about money. And he said, I want to do it for the country. He goes, I'm going to go 110%. And I was told that story before it was even in Politico by Roger Stone and then by another person that knows Trump even better. And Trump is on just a messianic mission. Totally committed. He did more campaign stops than any president ever has by like four times, they were saying. And yeah, like on 2 hours sleep for months, he's like yelling, saying, get your asses up. We're getting out there on the tarmac. We're going to have another speech. Like he yelled at people. He was on a mission. You think George Washington didn't kick some people in the butts or grab them by the scruff of their neck? That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Total commitment. Thank God we've got something that virile. And again, I'm a thankful person. People say, you should be anti-establishment. Well, it was globalist run. And Trump's not perfect, but he's not out to get the country. Coming up, we have a gentleman that was attacked in Boston by the Antifa and really beaten up really bad. And, you know, they almost attacked Owen down at Texas State University. The front page of the paper said, whites are inherently evil and are a genetic mutation and an abomination. And the university agreed. They said whites are inherently bad people and must be gotten rid of. So I'm not kidding. We have the video, people screaming at him, attacking white people, saying you're white, you're evil, just grabbing at him. And it's just like total mental illness. So that video is coming up. Also, the big stuff, you know, North Korea is this evil regime. The globalists propped it up. And I don't want war with North Korea, but they are firing missiles at everybody. And meanwhile, U.S. orders largest ever military drill to simulate war with North Korea. That's up on Infowars.com. Exclusive Pentagon evaluating U.S. West Coast missile defense sites. We've got massive news on that front. I haven't even gotten to this news. NFL's Oliver Vernon tells fans, if they don't like him kneeling, don't come to the game. He's paid $80 million. That's his contract for just what? Couple years, and so they're not going. It's all falling apart. He'll be like Kaepernick with no job soon and wonder why. Ravens NFL scramble as fans stay home. So it's the Giants, it's the Ravens, it's just all, I love it. These SJWs that believe mainstream TV and like think all this take a knee crap is, you know, I'm making $80 million and everybody hates me and nobody likes me and I'm going to eat some worms, big ones, fat ones, little ones, skinny ones. When white people ended slavery worldwide, except in Africa and the Middle East. And when, you know, comparatively speaking, has one of the cleanest records out there. The barbarism is universal, but just the ridiculousness of this. But they just don't get it. The NFL and the NFL's doubling down. I think it's beautiful. Just totally destroy yourselves. That's all coming up. In the second hour, please tell neighbors, friends, family, you name it, our people at stoplights for listening to us on local radio stations to tune in. Tune into this local radio station you're listening to or Infowars.com/show. And I didn't do new specials. I've been so busy. So free shipping is still there, but it is ending. It's been extended for 3 days. It's ending. Infowarsstore.com. 50% off of many of our best-selling items.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing
for the sun. You wake up. You wake up. And you see the victims of modern mind control. You want to get them out of the mind control, but by then they're so turned over to it, you can't get back to their humanity. You realize you got to triage things. And you just thank God they haven't taken over your consciousness. Because it's crazy to watch it. I mean, imagine being the average leftist as you see the borders getting secured, the stock market coming back, local jobs coming back, your 401k, on average, up 30%, and optimism up, and just sovereignty being reestablished, and the old corrupt Democratic and Republican Party establishment all in tatters. I mean, they're the establishment. And then you look at Trump and you just say he's a horrible person, or Alex Jones or anybody. We're horrible, an F you Russian spy. I remember I was out at a restaurant probably 6 months ago, another business meeting. Told a story earlier. I was out last night with Eddie Bravo and some UFC fighters and had these liberal Democrat lobbyists, I later learned who they were, coming over and saying F you and F all of you to the table. We just stared at them. They were crazy. But I remember, kind of like the live feed you saw from Seattle, a couple of middle-aged executive gay guys came over. They were like, Alex, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. They actually talked, at least, didn't just cuss at me. You know, you're supporting this fascist Trump, and it's terrible, and we're counting on you, Alex, to stop being so evil and to turn around and turn against Trump. And I went, okay, what has Trump done? Oh, he's racist or this. And I went, come on. I said, how's your 401k? Well, I look at that and it's doing like 30% up. I love it. And I went, and so more gay guys come over. And I have like a 15-minute conversation with them. They're all executives. They're all making $200,000, $400,000 a year. They're all making more money than ever made. Trump's done nothing. And they go, well, we can't get married in Texas. And I said, oh, so the lawyers can get all your money? Like in all these states that have passed it? I said, you can get married. You can move in together. You can have civil unions. I said, what does Trump have to do with that? And I went, quite frankly, a lot of Christian conservatives got mad at Trump waving the rainbow flag at the RNC and Peter Thiel speaking. And they went, well, we didn't see that. And I was like, okay, okay. But at least they weren't trying to punch me or screaming or dumping coffee on my head. I mean, they talked to me, so I talked to them. And then the waitresses came over and said, what's going on? We're all standing around an old restaurant. I was like, yeah, give me a martini. But it was refreshing. They at least talked to me and were not attacking me physically or screaming at me. But, I mean, it's just not real is what I'm saying. I mean, it's crazy. How dare you? 24,000 stock market. How dare you? 1.6 million new jobs. How dare you? Best consumer confidence. How dare you? Best new business startup. How dare you? How dare you? Every day, I'm not bashing the poor folks from Latin America. Most of them aren't criminals, but certain criminals come up because they know they can get away with committing crimes. Serial killers, you name it. Mexican man convicted of kidnapping and sexually abusing two Oregon women grins in court and tells their families he'll see you in hell. As it emerges, he's already been deported 20 times before. And just like I reported this a year ago, and I'm going to be honest, I knew they advised us, but I didn't know. When I learned this about a year ago or a year and a half ago, I didn't believe it. But I've been telling you about this. Under the Migration Compact, that's a treaty with the UN, the UN sets how many migrants come in, illegals, and vets them. So you wonder why it's all military-age men or 80% and why it's all secretive, because the UN runs it. Trump to pull U.S. from UN Migrant Compact, where the UN, this is a Breitbart article, runs what we do, and the State Department agrees for the UN to be in charge, and the State Department can't even veto it. That's world government. The UN and Peter Sutherland says who comes in unvetted? I mean, and look at this guy, beat up by Antifa. We're going to him in a minute. Stay with us.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Well, your reputation is amazing. You didn't let us down, so thank you. We're in this together. Matthias Thorpe is a member of Resist Marxism organization devoted to defending freedom of speech from local government suppression and violent mobs, organized the third free speech rally in Boston with Kyle Chapman, Patriot Prayer, as headline speakers. Now, we saw this a few months ago that turned the tide against Antifa in San Francisco at Berkeley. It was like libertarian transsexual speaker and black speakers and Christian speakers at a prayer rally. Antifa showed up, about 1,000 of them, beat up cops, beat up liberals that were there, attacked their own people like mad dogs, and went crazy. So then Nancy Pelosi had to finally say, okay, they're bad, they're terrorists. Well, he was brutally attacked, Matthias Thorpe, by a mob of Antifa on Friday evening, resulting in multiple fractures in his face. I mean, he looks like he was in Rocky V. He hopes that people sharing his story will help out, bring pressure on law enforcement to be more heavily investigate Antifa. And again, I've been punched in the back by him and spit on, had coffee thrown on. I think about Owen, we're going to hear some excerpts of that in about 30 minutes, who went down to Texas University where they printed front page. Whites are evil. Their genetics are evil. Whites are an abomination. They need to be inherently killed. And the university will not apologize for it. I mean, it actually says on the cover of the paper, whites are an abomination, a genetic mutation. That's like the Nazis saying everybody else said white's bad. I mean, it's just crazy. So Matthias Thorpe joins us on Skype. You can see he's been beat up pretty bad. And I've got some footage and some news articles here about it as well, breaking Trump supporter hospitalized after being viciously attacked by left-wing Antifa terrorists in Boston. That's the gatewaypundit.com. So, Matthias, tell us what happened to you, my friend. I mean, these folks are something else, man.
Yeah, so we went to go out to the Mark Bray lecture at the Harvard Coop right inside Harvard Square. It's right outside Harvard University. And I've gone to a lot of these different types of events because I want to inform people of the knowledge that I have. And I find that by asking difficult questions and at least, trying to contradict some of the lies that they've been spouting about, free speech and a lot of different things.
Because Antifa is trying to get rid of free speech in America. I mean, they say, and CNN agrees, conservatives, libertarians, Christians have no right to speech.
Well, that's why I joined in on this. I actually would say I was probably more liberal at one point. And I started actually watching a lot of, the videos that Owen Schroyer, Million, a lot of the other reporters that you have going out and talking to some of these anti-Trump people and then talking to Trump supporters. And it's like, well, the Trump supporters can at least talk, but the other people, all they can do is just, make noise and everything. But we met with a lot of hostility when we were inside the lecture for Mark Bray. And I asked my question. Of course, he didn't want to answer it because he knew that it, had some truth to it. But so we were inside, and after the lecture, we had a guy come up to us, start intimidating us, and we had left for a little bit, and we got kicked out of the store because these guys were intimidating us. But of course,
this is the co-op bookstore at Harvard.
Yeah, it's actually owned by Barnes & Noble as well, and. On their
display. So you go to a public meeting at a Barnes & Noble, and this is what happens.
And this is the type of people that come to listen to this guy talk. People who want to commit violence.
Hey, believe me, I had probably 6-7 people yesterday at the grocery store and a restaurant come up and say F you and, stuff like that. I mean, these people are nuts.
Well, that's the thing is, these people, we had a rally back in November, and these people didn't have anything intelligent to say. And so we kept saying, use your words, because all they could do is flip us off and say F you, and that was it. So, it's like we want to have the dialogue. We want to talk with these people because I'm sure there's probably some common ground that we can have on some level.
For listeners, we'll get more into it in the next segment, because they beat you up pretty bad, man. You just got out of the hospital. Describe what happened next.
Yeah, so I was outside. I was with a female friend. Who was with me, and I was having a good conversation with somebody outside about Antifa, about who they were, and we were both challenging each other on a lot of different ideas. And it was about a minute before I was about to leave and go meet up with some of the other people, the group of people came out of the store, said, "He's a Nazi," and then started throwing fists. And
notice there's that dehumanization. It's a pack of people like brown shirts, like Nazis. They dehumanize you like he's a Jew or he's a Nazi. They dehumanize you and then they attack you.
It was really dirty because they sent what seemed like mostly female group in front of me to try to attack me from the front. And then I had some stronger people behind me who grabbed me and started punching me in the face. And those were the people who were really hitting hard, were the people behind me.
So, that's what I've seen. When at the Trump inauguration, it took me 3 hours plus to get in. They'd have lines of women up front. They would envelop you, and then they'd punch you from behind. Luckily, I had security. But they've got this down.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I had my guard down because I thought it's a public place. There's cameras everywhere. They didn't have a mask on. I didn't think for the life of me that they would be brave enough to attack me right in front of the store, right in a public space. It's the heaviest location in Harvard Square. It gets the heaviest traffic. So it was very
odd. So how long did this go on? I mean, they beat you up pretty bad.
Yeah, so, you know, we had, you know, the first attack, and they started punching me and grabbing me, and I'm trying to fight my way out of it. And I ended up in a situation where there was a group of them sort of, you know, surrounding me to the right, surrounding me to the left. And I heard them say, run, Nazi, run. And I had no idea where to go. You know, if I went into the street, I could get run over. There wasn't anything else to do but just continue fighting and hope to fight my way out of it. So I kept fighting. They grabbed me again. They beat me in the face again. One guy was hitting me really hard. And that's actually, you know, I got a fractured bone that's fractured in three places here on this side of my face. I have to go see a plastic surgeon.
Next week. We're not looking for trouble, but I mean, I know me personally, I'd go find that guy later by himself. You know, he thinks he's a real tough guy. I mean, I imagine what's this like. How many of these scumbags, according to press reports, the end of the videos coming out from the surveillance footage, there's already some out. But reportedly, you had as many as 20 people attack you. I mean, these are really cowardly scum.
Yeah, so there was probably about 7 to 10 people who attacked me out there. And it's like,
so 7 to 10, but even more around that, because I heard the crowds were up to 20 people. So you're saying 7 to 10 people.
Yeah, so I was by myself. There was about 7 to 10 people. It seemed like about 4 in front of me and maybe 3 to 4 behind me. So
these are real tough guys.
Well, so most of them weren't really that tough, to be honest. It was just being one
sarcastic
person.
I understand, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
you know, what's going to happen when they attack somebody with a concealed carry?
They're going to get really messed up. I mean, I'm surprised that they didn't actually have any weapons because, you know, I'm most surprised that they didn't attack me and then run away. Like, they stood around as if they knew that they weren't going to get into any type of trouble.
Well, that's my next point. So far, the police have done nothing in Harvard. You're calling for attention to this. I mean, this is dangerous.
Yeah, so, you know,
Let me put a bounty right now on the identity. $10,000 on the identity of anybody that attacked you. And I do pay these bounties. Nothing violent. Just give me the bounty. Give me the identity. Give me the video and where they're at. $10,000 bounty on all these people, folks. I'll pay it all out. InfoWars, $10,000 bounty. You got to get to me first. It leads to their arrest. Just their arrest, not conviction. $10,000 bounty on each of their heads.
Yeah, because we're working with the police department to try to get video. They said they were going to try to have a detective call me today. They still haven't called me. I'm just going to keep calling them every single day until they give me new information, because if we wait too long on this, these people are going to escape. These people are going to get away with it. And, you know, I got a good team of people who are working to identify them. We're trying to work with the Harvard Coup, but they've actually, you know, not been very helpful. They've been ignoring us a lot, and
it's the same everywhere. They stand. They're a bunch of leftist scum. These universities. That's why they want control of the police. It'll be like this everywhere, and the cops will stand down while they shoot us and kill us and attack us. Big packs of cowards will beat us up in the grocery stores in front of our families. And
Matthias Thorpe is our guest live Sunday night.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Matthias Thorpe is our guest. And it's in the press reports. There's video. He went to a public event at Barnes & Noble's at Harvard. Got viciously attacked by Antifa that the CNN says it's a virtue to just call somebody a Nazi, stab them, shoot them, beat them. And they're just such horrible globalist scum, such Soros trash. I wonder how they'd feel. God forbid somebody just walked up and took an ice pick and shoved it right in their throat and said, violence is good. I mean, the thing is, we're not advocating that. But this is the last resort of cowards and scum. And I've had nothing compared to what this poor man went through with fractured bones. but to have them dump coffee on me, bump into me, punch, knock my... One thing they do is they'll walk over when you're eating at a restaurant and knock your food over and go, boo, boo, fascist, fascist, Nazi. And it's like, it's their own delusion, their own fruitcake world. It's just they want to be abusive, bad, antisocial people. They want to be a gang. It's like weird betas. They've never done it. So they get together and they go out and they go, look, here's a long-haired intellectual guy that's been a liberal and is pro-free speech trying to talk about why are you trying to buy free speech. They're like, we're going to call you a Nazi and we're going to beat your face in now. Okay. By the way, we knew this back at the time, but it's turned out Charlottesville, the mayor and the police chief did order a stand down. That's confirmed today. So they could beat up some of the ne'er-do-well alt-right people that were there. I don't agree with some of their politics, but they're just like the leftists, a bunch of crazed cult members. So Matthias Thorpe, and, you know, just in closing, I want to get you back on later this week as this unfolds. I'm not just saying that. When I say a bounty, I want the identity. I want them arrested. And for the first couple guys that happens, I'll pay a $10,000 bounty, you know, on who these guys are. Because I understand what it's like to be under attack. And, you know, the police think it's funny. They're all leftists. They think it's cute. Berkeley everywhere. But America and the world's waking up to this, and most police aren't bad on average, but leftist universities really hire a nasty group of folks. Like you said, there's all the surveillance footage right there in Harvard Square. You know, they know who everybody is. They know where they came from, what cars they got out. They've got it all, but they don't want to do it. They want to beat you half to death and let them get away with it to teach you, Matthias Thorpe, to shut your fat American mouth and let them intimidate you. You got that? You going to shut up now? You going to shut up?
I mean, I knew going into this that there was a possibility of violence. I mean, this is honestly the worst that I've seen. But, you know, from at least the East Coast side, because most of the Antifa groups here that we've seen so far that have come to some of our free speech rallies, they've started some trouble, and, you know, we had the 45,000 people.
Well, they're pissed because the economy's coming back. Their little dream of bankrupting us isn't going too well.
Well, they're falling apart. I mean, we see the left falling apart, and so this is the only response that they can do. They don't have an argument. They don't have anything intellectual to say. So all they can do is try to beat people up and start name-calling. And they're like, oh, well, this guy's the co-organizer of a free speech rally. He must be a Nazi. And then they look at you and say, oh, Nazi. And then they just bash your face in. So this is the only thing that they have. This is the only tactic they have. And,
you know, I'm going to say this right now. Any of these seven guys did this after they're arrested, I will challenge the guy that thinks of the toughest for charity. I want to get in a ring with them, bare knuckles. I'll do it. I'll do it. I do everything I say. I want to get in a ring. I bet you do it for charity, too. How about you and I have a whole thing in Boston? We show up, we do it, we raise money for, you know, firefighters or burned children or something, or cancer kids. And then you and I both on a double ticket, whoever wants us of that group that attacked you, in 6 months, we get in the ring with them. I bet they won't do it because they're cowards. I will get in the ring with them bare knuckles, and I will bust them up. They deserve it. They're cowards, though. They won't do it. They want you 10-1 from behind because they're filth.
Exactly. And they celebrate this. They're saying, oh, the right can't fight. And it's like, well, of course, you can't fight anybody when you bum rush them from behind. You bring your strongest people from behind and hit them. You know, how is one person supposed to fight off 10 people? I mean, even somebody like Kyle Chapman has fought off a lot of these guys and he's gotten injured, too. So it's like these people are cowards. These people try to act tough. They try to talk tough. But anytime you talk tough or anytime you try to, you know, say something against them, they take that as like, oh, that's my right to hit you now. And yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, let me say this. I was arrested by George Bush twice, hated his wars, didn't like what he did. I wasn't a liberal or conservative, but it's under leftism. It's rotted so horrible. You said you were kind of like a liberal before. Thomas Jefferson was a great guy. He was a liberal. What was your transformation? Because I don't think you're even saying you're conservative. You're just pro-free speech, and you recognize it's just out-of-control group of... Talk about Nazis. They act just like brown shirts under Ernst Röhm.
Well, I knew during the election that Trump was the better selection between, you know, the two candidates. I was actually leaning more towards Bernie at one point, but then... as I started listening to him talk and as I started listening to other people criticizing him, I realized that he wasn't as good of a person as I thought he was. And I saw what happened in August here in Boston. And that's when I woke up, was 45,000 people came out to protest this free speech rally. And I knew nothing about any of these events. I didn't know anything about free speech. And so when I heard the story and I saw the video feed of who was talking there, you know, people that were saying Black Lives Do Matter, Joe Biggs, who was just talking about freedom, you know, other, you know, guy that was more of a socialist who was talking about free speech. And I said, this is just normal people getting together who want to talk about, you know, a real serious issue. And I started listening to Ben Shapiro. I started listening to a bunch of different more.
So you recognized the bullying in general as a classical liberal and saw it as a threat?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's me too.
I saw that free speech was under attack. And I knew that if people weren't going to stand up for this, you know, I'm not a fighting person. This is actually the first fight, like real fight I've been in my life. But I knew that if people don't stand up for this, and like Kyle said, he's like, you've got to bleed for this. And he was right. You know, you've got to stand up to these people. You got to keep going for it.
Well, Matthias Thorpe, I want to invite you back on tomorrow if you can do it, or Tuesday. I'm very impressed with what you've done and your journey from being a patriot and just being a true liberal to maintaining that when this cult tried to make you join them, I think is really the answer to everything, because the Republicans have their own bad people as well. This is a really beautiful story, and I'm sad this happened to you, but I'm serious. I'm putting bounties out. I'll pay out when these guys give us the intel, they get arrested. $10,000 for the first three people that get arrested. And believe me, we'll get those bounties now. Show tips at Infowars.com, folks, or get in touch with Matthias. How do people get in touch with you? Where's the best place for them to contact you?
I would say Twitter. I don't really have like a huge social media presence.
Sure, and I understand you're the regular guy that went out for free speech and got attacked by a bunch of brown shirts. So what's your Twitter? Yeah.
It's Matthias _ Thorpe. So Matthias _Thorpe.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, you're part of the second American revolution. And we're going to get these people. God bless you. All right, we're going to have him back on soon. Ladies and gentlemen, I need funding, as you know. And I don't just say, oh, the sale's extended. It's some sale extension. I haven't come up with new sales. I don't know what the new sale is tomorrow. I told Tim Frischer that handles it all. No specials tomorrow, because I have to end the free shipping because most of this stuff's already sold out. The Real Red Pill, Rainforest, Colloidal Silver, Super Male Vitality, it's all very close to selling out. By me not creating new specials, I've basically sold out of my best-selling stuff. But the sales are all about to end, and that's how you fund our operation. Plus, they're great products. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. Try to do an interview at the local newspaper that published front page that white people are inherently evil genetically, and that once we've all been removed from the face of the earth, we're going to have a better planet. Now, that is 100% Nazi ideology, but projected against white people. And it shows where the Democratic Party and the globalists are going in this society and in this civilization, where they took the Christian compact of trying to end racism and end slavery that the West actually helped end worldwide, everywhere but in Africa and the Middle East, where Muslims still carry it out. And then somehow they project that onto us, white people, as if we are inherently evil because of the color of our skin, the very opposite of what Martin Luther King talked about. So the globalists are just doubling back, knowing that racism works inside dumbed-down populations, and they know that 90-plus percent of the world's not white. And so they've decided to push this as their master narrative. So we're going to air about 7.5 minutes of this and then come back in the next segment and conclude it. But the white folks and the black folks that thought InfoWars was bad would get in Owen's face, would not let him talk, and would basically tell him that he was a racist for denying the evils of white privilege. And, of course, then they extrapolate that imaginary thing out to inherently that white people are genetically an abomination on the front page of the paper. Imagine if somebody said black people were an abomination or Hispanics were an abomination. You'd say, my gosh, that's just totally corrupt and out of control. You judge folks by who they are or what they stand for, not off what color their skin is. But now in this new crazy world on the universities, that's what's going on. So here is part of Owen's live report. He was very brave with the cussing bleeped out.
And just because I do identify with the Democratic Party, I do not.
Who started the KKK?
Just because I agree, just because I identify with the Democratic Party does not mean, does not mean.
Is this not a free speech zone?
You cannot have amplified sound in this area. If you continue to do that, I will call campus police.
Okay, call campus police.
Owen Schroyer here for Infowars.com, and we are live from Texas State University here in San Marcos, Texas, and I have in my hand the University Star, and this is the student newspaper here at Texas State University, and they published this story, Your DNA is an Abomination, and the whole story is basically about hating white people and how white people are bad. So what did you think about this when you saw it printed?
Apparently I'm racist, and
I do have to say, I noticed you're white.
Yes, I am. So are you.
So we're an abomination here, huh?
Me and my buddies are actually probably going to go hang ourselves now because apparently that would help.
I agree. There's a lot of bigotry there, no doubt. I've watched your shit aimlessly, and I love it. So I'm obviously supporting you all the way right here, right now.
That is blatant racism by fact, definition. It's kind of absurd that anybody at our school is going to allow anything to pass, dude. I know it seems interesting because I'm white myself and so are you, but dude, if that was written by any other color, any other race or anything, dude, I'd still be out here and be like, that's bull.
Yeah.
You can't say that kind of for anything, man. These guys, man, lit something that is made to divide this campus and made to divide our country. The same people that say they don't want to do that, the same people that are against, oh, dude, we got to bring this country together, are the same people that are putting like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, all opinion articles, you know, share some clout. I mean, y'all are of opinion that I differ with. He's of opinion I think I differ with as well. But I think in America where we have free speech, we should allow this to happen.
Do you think if you wrote an opinion column on black people being an abomination that that would get printed?
Good question. I don't know.
But you don't even care about the story. You don't care at all.
No, I think that to try to prompt people with a question like, what if a white person wrote this about a minority? You're just trying to piss people off.
Well, how is that piss people off?
You're trying to find the
because
right...
the answer is kind of revealing?
No, it's not revealing.
What's the answer then?
The answer is ignore all kinds of hate.
And everybody needs to calm their because...
But wouldn't you assume if you're talking about whiteness, you're talking about white people? Isn't that fair to assume?
No. Okay. So, whiteness... Okay. Anyways, whiteness is obviously associated with power.
Not to me.
Why? How so? How sway?
How is it? Well, my last president was black, wasn't he?
He was, but I'm saying...
Isn't that the most powerful man in the world?
Not at all.
Okay, who's the most powerful man in the world? Jinping? Is he white? I'm trying to have a real conversation here.
Oh, my God, I can't.
All right. I'm going to see if these guys can answer. If a white person...
Over there.
You don't want to comment?
No, over there.
What about you, ma'am?
Over there. I feel like the article, I feel like the title was very radical. I do agree. But, I mean, it's a fact. White people do have white privilege.
So we've got a couple thousand people here tuned in live. And the Texas State University University Star student paper here is ignoring us. And they're ignoring you. It's not that big of a deal. Honestly, I'm not even angry. I'm okay. You printed a story that my entire race is an abomination and I shouldn't exist, but I'm not even mad. I'm really not. I just wanted to ask some questions. I mean, can you believe this? The white man is out here being ignored. I read a story in the University Star, the Texas State University student newspaper, that the white man is basically running the entire show. You know, I can basically do anything I want, but somehow I can't get inside the office. I've been locked out. I'm being ignored right now. I mean, can you believe that? For someone that operates the authority apparatus and the power apparatus in the United States of America, it's awfully tough for me to get a word in edgewise with these guys. I'm getting completely blackballed here. Or should I say whiteballed? I thought they would answer the door. I thought they were going to answer the door. I thought we would be able to have a cordial discussion. I thought they would do the smart thing, the obvious thing, which is, yeah, address the media and say, hey, look, We're sorry about the article. We made a mistake. We messed up. We're sorry. We don't feel this way. This is not how people feel. We just wanted to give a student his right to free speech. I'm all for that. In fact, look at the shirt I'm wearing. Look at the shirt I got on today. I wore this for a reason. My free speech does not end because you're offended. Okay? I wore this because in some way, shape, and form, I am actually okay with them publishing the story. I honestly am. I'm not offended. What I'm saying is you have to look at the double standards. But if you don't come out here and answer a question, I am going to come back with a bullhorn, and I think I'm going to take Harrison's idea, and I'm just going to read the article in the middle of the quad. And I'm going to say, this is what the University Star has published on your campus, and we're going to make a big fuss about it. And you're going to become an even bigger national story. I wasn't angry. Now I'm actually getting a little angry. First, the University Star publishes a story telling me that I'm an abomination to humanity. Now they're leaving me out here to swelter and sweat in the heat like a greased pig because that's how little they think of white people. So that's the story you're choosing. You're choosing to go with the story that you're racist against white people. Congratulations to the University Star here at Texas State University. Happy to be called racist against white people. That's it. Your time is up. Well, we gave them a chance, people. I think we waited for more than 20 minutes patiently. So now their anti-white bigotry is going to be read aloud for the entire student body to hear.
Is this not a free speech zone?
You cannot have amplified sound in this area. If you continue to do that, we'll call campus police.
Okay, call campus police. This is a story by Rudy Martinez, published by the University Star, the student newspaper. Your DNA is an abomination. Now I become white, the destroyer of worlds.
Again, you are listening to, or watching, if you're watching at Infowars.com, video and audio of our reporter at Texas State University, just south of Austin, a major state school, with total brainwashing, with large portions of the students and faculty brainwashed, frothing, bug-eyed, insane racist, believing they're not racist, and just absolutely hating white people, including self-loathing white people as well. We'll come back with a conclusion on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. If you're watching this transmission or listening, you are the resistance. Please spread the word.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to conclude with the conclusion of Owen Schroyer in Central Texas just a few days ago, confronting some of the students and faculty about the South Texas University cover news story saying white people are inherently evil. Here it is.
When I think of all the white people I have ever encountered, whether they've been professors, peers, lovers, friends, police officers, etc., there is perhaps only a dozen I would consider decent. My colleague Tafari Robertson, in his brilliant column, Debunking the Myth of White Majority, already exposed whiteness in the United States as a construct used to perpetuate a system of racist power. This column functions, however, within a different definition of whiteness. To be white in the United States is to be a descendant of those Europeans who chose to abandon their identity in search of something new. Stolen land. Racial categories, white, black, brown, red, etc., are used to subjugate non-white people. This bending of semantics upholds a white supremacist society. As someone white, whether you know it or not, regardless of your socioeconomic standing, you benefit from privilege. In Texas, a bizarre state I have now inhabited for 4 years, I continuously meet individuals that either deny the existence of white privilege or fail to do something productive with it. A lot of you tell me, upon my insistence that whites should have an active role within activist circles, that you didn't choose to be white. You were not born white. You became white. You actively remain white. You are estranged from yourself And in that absence, you have been instilled with an allegiance to a country that was never great. One that has continuously attempted to push non-whites into non-existence through crusades that have been defended by law. In your whiteness, you are granted the luxury of not having to think about race daily. Your heartbeat does not speed up when you get pulled over and find yourself staring at the red and blue lights of the fascist foot soldiers we call the police. You don't leave your home wondering if you will ever come back. You don't give a damn. The oppressive world you have built, the exploitation of millions, and the waging of barbaric wars against one another is coming apart at the seams. Through the current political climate in which a white supremacist inhabits the White House and those of his ilk would try to prove otherwise, I see white people as an aberration. Through a constant ideological struggle in which we aim to deconstruct whiteness and everything attached to it, we will win. Whiteness will be over because we want it to be. And when it dies, there will be millions of cultural zombies aimlessly wandering across a vastly changed landscape. Ontologically speaking, white death will mean liberation for all. To you good-hearted liberals, apathetic nihilists, and right-wing extremists, accept this death as a step towards death, defining yourself as something other than the oppressor. Until then, remember this. I hate you because you shouldn't exist. You are both the dominant apparatus on the planet and the void in which all other cultures, upon meeting you, die. That is the anti-white bigotry published by your student newspaper, The University Star, written by Rudy Martinez. This had to go up a chain of command of at least three editors before it made print. But the fact that they would not address this, they would not answer whether Rudy is still going to be writing for the paper, they would not answer whether the editors that printed this are still employed, and that it made it to print to begin with, is the real abomination. Imagine if one of you in the crowd today, whether you be black, white, Hispanic, had written this story about another race. Imagine if a white individual wrote this about a black individual. That is abhorrent. That is disgusting, and that should not and would never make print. So why did it make print about a white person? So just know that your student newspaper publishes anti-white bigotry and will not disavow it to the media. So congratulations. I hope that you all know that. And I would encourage you, all of you that are against racism, no matter what color your skin is, that you address this to your university and to the University Star. You should not stand for this. No matter what color your skin is, no matter what political affiliation you have, this is bigotry. You want to complain about bigotry in the White House? You better complain about it in your own student paper.
What's your name, sir?
Connor Clegg.
Connor, it's nice to meet you. Connor, what did you think about the story published by the University Star, the white DNA is an abomination?
Thank you. I thought that the article was terribly racist. I thought it was just as racist as those banners and the flyers that got put up on campus. The difference here is the fact that we have a person who we know published it. We know who wrote it. We understand where it came from. Unlike the banners and the flyers. So we have a very aggressive response because we know where it came from and we know where to direct it to. They're all racist. I care about all of you. I care about all of you. I care about everyone. Thank you. But at the end of the day, we're paying the salary for someone who allowed a piece like this to get through. Two different editors who allowed a piece like this to get through. And I think that that's a little unfortunate.
You're not allowed to laugh.
We need
Whoa.
Yo, so I was wondering.
No, I'm saying he makes a funny joke and I laugh at it.
Did you guys ever discover what was the chemical in the water that was turning the frogs gay?
Yeah, actually, well, there's.
You discovered that? You figured that out?
Atrazine. Atrazine. Have you ever heard of atrazine?
Frogs gay. So you guys really take yourself seriously?
I tell you what. You might have already worked on you, but go take some atrazine.
Like Alex Jones, like practice his growls before he goes on there. Is he just?
Let me hear your growl. Can I hear your growl?
I'm good.
This is how we feel. We have the right to feel this way, and when we express it, y'all give us organizations to suppress it, and it's okay.
No, that's not true.
No, let me speak. As long as it's within our little organizations, it's okay. But if we publicize our opinions, it's wrong. That's what y'all are telling us right now. You don't know how it feels to be a minority student amongst a majority who don't care about you. You don't understand that.
So you don't believe that the university cares about you?
No, I don't. I don't. At the university as
so wait. Are you a student here?
Yes, I am.
So why?
I'm a student here, and I've been a student here. And I have respect for black. I have respect for black individuals who attend predominantly white institutions. I have respect
actually,
for all
minorities. Isn't it mostly Hispanic here, I think?
Excuse me. I have respect for all minorities who attend a university where you're not amongst the majority. Like, your opinion
does
not
get... But why does that matter? You're a human. We're all human.
You're right. I am a...
There is no single majority at this university.
There's a majority opinion.
Believe you come to this school every day and you think the university doesn't care about you, yet you still attend.
Am I expected to drop out of this university?
Hell yeah, I would. If I worked for a boss that didn't care about me, I'd quit the next day.
So you expect me to leave the university just because I don't agree with something doesn't mean that I
can't. No. I'll tell you what. Listen.
I don't have to leave just because I don't agree with you. I don't have to not be here.
No. Hold on.
You can't make me.
I don't want you to leave. No.
But you're saying that just because I don't like it, why don't I leave?
I'm just saying that's my logic.
That doesn't mean that I don't have a place here. I don't have to like it, but I can speak out against it. That's it. That's just it. That's just the bottom line. I don't have to like it, but I have a voice. What you don't understand is labels are only a big deal when it's used against white Americans. Then labels are wrong. Do you not know? It only takes...
Whoa, that's not true.
KKK, that's what they're...
Where's the KKK?
The KKK is...
Everywhere?
An extremist group that is alive to this day. They are still funded. They're still around. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Do you know that the KKK was originally founded by the Democrat Party?
Yes.
I bet
you voted for Hillary Clinton.
Excuse me, I did not vote.
So I don't know what the f you're talking about.
I do not care what political party you belong to. If you support the oppression of minorities, you are a racist.
I agree.
Point blank. I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, a Libertarian. It does not matter. Political parties do not matter. If you support oppressing people, you're racist, period. This is what you don't understand.
I agree.
Just because I do identify with the Democratic Party, I do not...
Who started the KKK?
Just because I identify with the Democratic Party does not mean. So
when did the parties flip? When did they flip?
Twister.
Hey, what's your name? You don't have to share it on camera. I just want to say, I'm Owen Troy. It was nice to meet you. Thanks for having a conversation.
Cool. Thank you.
White. So who do you oppress?
It's not about an individual oppression. It's about privileges that I have growing up.
What privileges? What privileges do you have?
I'm a white male.
Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Great job to Owen Schroyer and the crew. Harrison going into that nest of bigotry and insanity. And I want to say great job to the crew today coming in on the Sunday transmission. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, with the InfoWar. Infowars.com/show. Thank you for supporting our local affiliates.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.